first on this edition of Ozarks at Large. This morning at the Washington County Historic Courthouse courtroom, G. Chad Mason, 4th Division Circuit Court Judge in the 4th Judicial District, announced a grant of $975,000 provided by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Administration in Washington, D.C.
This grant will allow us to further our efforts in providing resources and effective tools for these target defendants so that they can actually make changes in their lives, they can address the issues that led them into the criminal justice system to begin with.
Judge Mason oversees the Washington-Madison County Adult Drug Treatment and Diversion Court, which gives drug offenders the opportunity to avoid jail time by participating in intensive substance abuse treatment. Nearly 200 defendants participated last year, but the divisionary program has been chronically underfunded. The federal grant will enhance and expand the program into a holistic model. Judge Mason's team will partner with UAMS Department of Family Medicine to collect information to determine what treatment modalities are the most effective. Judge Mason also launched an innovative program he titled Work Court in the autumn of 2011. Qualified defendants are free during the day to don street clothes and work a regular job for minimum wage in order to pay off restitution to victims, court, and treatment costs, fees many offenders cannot afford. On hand for today's announcement were Congressman Steve Womack, along with Senators Mark Pryor and John Bozeman.
It's a lot of money, and yet on the other hand, it will save a lot of money because it will make it such that we'll solve problems now rather than let people lapse and come back into the system later, which will cost the taxpayers a great deal more money, besides just the human side of it and the loss of being productive citizens.
Last year, the program saw a collection of court fees from defendants increase from 36 to 95%, a total of $43,000. The alternative sentencing program is strictly for nonviolent, non-felony, first-time offenders.
Early voting for next month's presidential election is underway today in Arkansas. Melinda Allen, director of elections in Pulaski County, believes many people will take advantage of it.
We're expecting a really, really big turnout. And of course, over the years, early voting, it seems like it always increases. So I think it's just getting more popular as years go on.
Allen says Pulaski County will have 9 early voting locations, while Washington County has 3 and Benton County has 6. Registered voters can go to any one of those sites, but voting will only be held in regular polling locations on Election Day. You can learn more at the county's websites, and for other parts of the state, voters should contact their local county election offices.
At the Washington County Courthouse this morning at 8 o'clock, more than 2 dozen people were lined up for the first moments of early
voting. Really?
Yes. Speaking of Election Day, a new poll shows that support for the proposed half-cent highway tax is now at a dead heat. According to the most recent Talk Business Hendricks College poll, 44% of Arkansans polled said they were opposed to enacting the 10-year temporary tax, while 44.5% say they would support it, which would be used to pay for a statewide four-lane highway system. The tax appears to be gaining support. The same poll taken in late July showed that 42% of those responding were supportive of the highway tax, while then 49.5% of those polled were against the measure. The same Talk Business Hendricks College poll shows support seems to be eroding for the medical marijuana ballot initiative. According to the new poll, 54% of those polled were against enacting the measure, which would allow people diagnosed with serious debilitating medical conditions to purchase marijuana from nonprofit dispensaries. 38% of those polled say they are supporting the measure. But in late July, the same Talk Business Hendricks College poll found that 47% of likely voters were supporting the medical marijuana measure, while then only 46% said they would not vote for the issue.
The city of Fayetteville will break ground later this week for the new recycling drop-off facility on North Street. The groundbreaking will take place at 9:30 Wednesday morning next to Skull Creek Trail on North Street. The new facility is named for Marion Orton, who served in city government and several area organizations before her death in September of 2011.
Razorback volleyball team had a successful weekend. Friday night, the team won in 3 sets over Kentucky. Yesterday, the Hogs netted a 3-set victory over Mississippi State. With those victories, the team improves to 16-6 overall, 7-4 in SEC play. And the soccer team for the Razorbacks also had a successful weekend. The team defeated number 16 Missouri on Friday, marked the second time the Razorbacks have ever defeated a ranked team. And the luck didn't stop there. Hogs rallied to defeat Mississippi State yesterday. The pair of victories improves the team's record to 9-8-1 overall, 6-5-1 in the SEC.